Okay, here we go. Woo! Everybody awake? I got too many things on my ear now. I got a hearing aid. I got glasses. And then this thing. So it might pop off. If I get too excited, you might. That's all right, though. Thank God Jesus didn't need this kind of thing. He'd go nuts. Say, forget it. All right, I want to pray. Lord, thank you for your presence. Thank you for touching our lives. Thank you that we have you to turn to. Thank you that nothing in this world satisfies except for you, Jesus. The more I get of you, the happier I am. The less fears I have, the less doubts I have. So that's what we want. Lord, just help us today to get all that we can from you. In Jesus' name. Let's see where this goes. We had a little incident this week at the ball diamond. And the Lord, you know, I was praying about it, and because it just shows anytime we mess up or words come out that shouldn't, it just proves to me how weak we are as humans. And if it's so common sense that if we look at the scriptures, look at the men of God, look at the prophets, look at the apostles, look at the disciples that walked hand in hand with Jesus, hugged him, kissed him, walked with him for 3 years, and then the Lord told me, you know what? Did you know that somebody swore after 3 years of walking with Jesus? Peter swore. Remember when he denied Jesus 3 times and they accused him? Oh, you were with Jesus. He was getting upset. Quit asking me that. Leave me alone. Finally, the third time it got to him. We lost his temper, didn't he? After walking with Jesus all that time, we would have thought, hey, this guy's got it. The same with Judas. Look at what Judas did. That's hard for me to comprehend, somebody that's walking with the Son of God. And then another instance the Lord gave me was in the Garden of Gethsemane. When they fell asleep, didn't they? They didn't have patience enough they didn't have time to pray with Jesus. So then when the soldiers come, one of them, I don't think it says who did it. I looked it up, but he drew his sword and chopped the guy's ear off. Was there a mention of who did that? Brian? Was it Peter? Okay, it probably was Peter. Look how he denied him. And he could have cut his head off or something. Well, Jesus healed the guy. But wasn't he one that walked with Jesus again? And talked with him, was taught by him, and look what happened. He blew it. He was human. But the thing is we make it right. We learn from it, and we have to grow from it. That's it. That's the key, is that we learn from our mistakes and what we do and say, and we grow till the day we get to be with Jesus in heaven. I believe that's going to take some time. But How many has had a good week? Okay. Ours was with car trouble. And it helped me with the message. And the struggle was nothing was coming. I said, okay, Lord, we're going to watch VeggieTales. Everybody loved VeggieTales. So, hey, we'll just have fun and enjoy a VeggieTale video. But the message is on signs because I had a devotional a week ago that just wouldn't leave me. So, and then things started happening that I needed signs to find situations, just like our car has all these 20 to 50 sensors in it. And we have sensors in us, too. We sense a lot of things. But the car was acting so crazy that it wouldn't send the message to the engine light so I could get it fixed. So nothing could be done. If the light don't come on, then they don't know what's going on with it. So I just said, okay, I'll do the process of elimination and change this, this, this. And it worked. So the shop didn't have to do it. So I saved a lot that way. But here's the, I just want to read this to you. And we're going to be reading Matthew 16, 1 through 4, too. But it says, what would we do without signs? There's signs all around us that we go by. Street signs, stop signs, warning signs, information signs, business signs, advertisement signs, you name it. We're always looking for stuff to guide us, direct us, help us out. Okay, but printed place cards are not the only kind of signs. Here's examples, like a woodsman learned to read signs on a trail as you're walking through the woods. A broken twig, a crushed blade of grass, a spot of blood, an impression in the soil all tell a story that he understands. That's something I wouldn't look for in situations. Now the farmer also knows how to read signs. He scans the sky with practiced eye and correctly predicts tomorrow's weather. Probably better than the weatherman. He interprets the telltale signs of gnawing parasite or a withering blight, that he can see what's out there in the field that's going to damage his crop. He's watching for that. Now, Gideon used a fleece as a sign to confirm God's calling. Today, God provides three kinds of signs for us in our journey through life. Three kinds. These are the main ones to look for when you're walking with the Lord. Say, Lord, give me a sign. And I've done that many, many times. Or give me a confirmation to what to speak on. And usually every time he comes through for me. Or in life, alone, a decision you got to make. Whether you should buy a car or buy a home. Or do this, do that. Ask God for signs and a confirmation. Okay? His word is one. His voice and his example. God's word comes to us in the Bible. As we read it diligently, we find therein the signs to guide us throughout our course of life. And just like this instance that happened at the Ball Diamond, it took me back to Scripture. Hey, who else clubbed up? Who else messed up? And he gave me those pictures of those disciples, of men of God that walked right with Jesus. So it just told me how much more I need him, how much more we need him, how much more we need to encourage others to not stay in one spot spiritually, but to grow spiritually. When you go through something like that, you see the need. I just had a coworker recently that was confided in me. She was having a negative attitude, everything negative. And she happened to be driving to Rockford or Janesville, and she said, that was my time, my quiet time. I was all alone, and I heard this voice talking to me, telling me, bringing all these things out. And it just changed her whole attitude. See, she took the time to listen. Many, many times we don't. We get too busy and we don't hear his voice, or we don't get into the word. And if I asked you if all you had devotion this morning, there wouldn't be many probably, because I'd say the same thing. I wasn't in the word this morning. I was in tune. I put on Dave Crowder, listened to him, and let his music flow into me. But, okay, so God's words come to us in the Bible. We got to be in it. God's voice comes in many forms. He speaks directly to us through our thoughts. Usually it's our own thoughts that block his. And to know it's his thoughts, it's through the word. So if you know the word, the more the word you get into you, his thoughts are gonna line up with the word. Okay, we hear his voice in songs. We sing. You musicians have a super wonderful gift that flows, and we take in those songs, and that those songs are anointed. And Ann and I sat in the car out in the parking lot. Lord, let it flow. Let the anointing flow. Let it go forth to pierce our hearts. Okay, the next, God's example is shown through the life of Jesus. In addition, the lives of righteous people serve as God's example to those who are coming behind. So you know what? There's always going to be people watching you. Always people going to be looking at you. Oh, they call themselves a Christian. Boy, I'm going to watch every movement, everything they say, everything they do, how they treat me. Boy, we're on the line. We just met our neighbor recently, which is a Christian, and it's been wonderful talking with her and having a little fellowship here and there. But you can just tell, sense people. Okay, so let us follow all these signs as diligently as a hunter tracks his game. We got to be on the lookout for God, what God wants to do. They will help us achieve our objectives. We do not want to leave things by chance. It's easy to say, oh, it'll happen. You know, when it happens, it happens. But no, we've gotten in so much trouble by thinking that way. We'll just let it be. We'll make the decisions. And then you become broke. Where's the money? Because you just made all your decisions on your own. So when we come to the end of our lives, we want to arrive where God intends us to be. So let's read Matthew 16, 1 through 4 real quick. There we go. Right here. Now the Pharisees and Sadducees came up to Jesus and they asked him, "Show us a sign, a miracle from heaven to prove in testing his divine authority." He replied to them, "When it is evening, you say it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be stormy today, for the sky is red and has gloomy and threatening look. You know how to interpret appearance of the sky, but you cannot interpret the signs of the times because we're looking in the natural eyes, not God's. A wicked and morally unfaithful generation craves a sign, but no sign shall be given to it except the sign of the prophet Noah. Then he left them, Jonah, then he left them and went away." So isn't it like we want proof of everything to be a Christian sometimes? We got to have proof, or there's people that won't believe because they want to see something. They want to see an answer. But like in Jonah's day, he was told to go to Nineveh, didn't he? And he does what we do sometimes. We escape, run. "No, Lord, I don't want to do that. I don't want to serve you. I don't want to mow. I don't want to sing. I don't want to serve in certain capacities." We put it off. But God put Jonah to the test, didn't he? So he had 3 days and 3 nights to think about it in the belly of a whale or a big fish. And I'm sure it didn't smell too good. So he was anxious to get out of there. But at that time, what did he do? He realized what he did, even on the boat when the storm came up. Remember that? Says, "I'm the one. That's why it's storming. I'm not doing what God wants me to do. Throw me over." So he had to have faith that God was going to save him. Whether another boat came along, rescued him. But God used this big fish and then said, "I've got you there. Now listen. Listen to me." Huh? Oh, exactly. That's right. But in the end, what happened? He went and preached to Nineveh, a super wicked city, and they turned to God. The leadership even started saying, "We're going to do this. We're going to worship the Lord." So Jonah ended up obeying, but he got mad. Here he is. There's another illustration of being human. Weakness. He got mad because Nineveh turned to God. He wanted to see God destroy him. Crazy. Isn't that us sometimes? I see some people I'd like to, "Lord, just, you can take care of them. Get them out of my life." Not treating me very nice. But he'll say, "You keep praying for them. Keep having a soft answer. It turns away the wrath." And you see changes little by little in people by being patient and watching the signs. So today, I wrote down to leave you with a phrase popped in my head. Let the Spirit penetrate you so you can change and be used by Him. That word penetrate just kept coming to me this week. Is let the Spirit penetrate us, keep working on us, so we will change day by day. And there was just a few to explain penetrate, that word. I've used a lot of different things in the natural sense to help penetrate things, to make them better, to clean them up. One product is called a milkstone remover. I don't know if you've heard of that. The farmers use it for their milk tanks to get calcium off. The only thing I can get off faucets, toilet, milkstone remover, acid. It will penetrate everything that's on there. But if that calcium builds up too hard, then you got to go scraping. But in our lives, sometimes we have stuff that takes special things to penetrate us. It takes special prayer. It takes special deliverance. It takes a dedication to work, to prayer that you've never prayed before. Some things Jesus said don't come out without prayer and fasting. Who likes to fast? Not me. But that penetrates, that gets in deep into the soul of you and I to help us change. So that's just an example. And then one other thing I learned about was the difference between stain and regular paint. Because we had to stain a deck recently. And we painted decks before. It just peeled right off. Why is that? Well, stain, man, it just penetrated right down into that wood. You'd never get it out. So just to think about the God's Word, His voice, and people around you that might have a word for you or want to pray for you, that helps penetrate through your heart and your mind. And we can always use prayer, can't we? So that's it. Let the Spirit penetrate us. But we can't just leave it to church. We have to do it out there. Because you're going to get penetrated with other things that's not what you want. And if you're not ready for it, if you're not prayed up, you're not going to have the strength when you have that challenge like what happened on the ballpark. Because our weakness will come out. And we have no idea how we would react in certain situations. If I was in a situation to be beheaded for Christ's sake, boy, what would I do? What if your child, they said, we're going to kill your child unless you deny Christ? You ever thought about it? There are certain things we don't know how would we react to certain situations. That's why we have to be in the Word. We have to be prayed up. We have to listen to His voice. And we have to listen to those around us that have wisdom, understanding, and the Word. If I have a Bible question, I know who to go to. If I know a scripture but I can't find where, I don't know where it's at, I have somebody I can ask. If there's an issue I'm going through, I know who I can talk to. See? So that's how important you and I are to one another. So let's pray. Go out victorious. Lord, we just thank you for what you've done for us. Thank you for the faith that you've given us. Help us to move up another level in our faith and our walk with you, that no matter what comes our way, we can stand against the enemy. Nothing can overtake us. Nothing can puncture our weakness. Nothing can get us stirred up, because we have the whole armor of God and His power dwelling in us day by day. Because it's easy in here, but it's out there is where the challenge is going to be. So we give you all glory, all praise today. In Jesus' name, everybody said,
amen.
All right.